present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in Milton Keynes. In the Middle Ages, this area became a centre of wool production. Sheep were driven to market for their wool, which was fulled. This means it was pulled and stretched, then pounded with a mixture of water and clay by wooden paddles. It was a slow, difficult process because the sheep didn't like it and kept running away. Milton Keynes was once a centre of pigeon racing. A local man called Albert Wilson bred the first world championship-winning homing pigeon in 1947. The following year, he sold it to a man in Barcelona, a man in Oslo, a man in Hamburg, and finally to a kebab shop in the High Street. Wilson later bred one of the fastest pigeons in competition, which was timed by Luton Air Traffic Control doing over 130 miles an hour as it came out of the back of a jet engine. Until 1987, Marlborough Gate was the headquarters of the Flat Earth Society, but they disbanded after their membership fell off. The journalist and TV presenter Robert Robinson lived nearby. He was most famous for hosting Call My Bluff, where panellists had to pretend they didn't know the meaning of certain words, such as comb-over, for example. In 1998, Milton Keynes hosted a World Chess Championship qualifier between Anatoly Karpov and Nigel Short. The match ended with a shock move when Short sacrificed his knight in a pointless Sicilian defence, which saw Karpov declare an easy checkmate. But that's not the last time Milton Keynes has witnessed a pointless waste of a knight. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and David Mitchell. And making a welcome return and eager to enjoy the action, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, well, we start this week with another look at the Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language has many useful words, but not everyone understands the meanings of apparently similar terms. For example, let's look at the difference between stocks and shares. Well, stocks are the units of ownership in public companies quoted on the stock exchange. A company creates stocks when it fixes its capital in terms of a monetary amount and then sells different proportions to investors, whereas shares, that American singer who's had all the plastic surgery. Word meanings are constantly changing, so teams, let's hear any new definitions that you've spotted recently. So, Tim, you can start.
Adamant, the very first male ant.
Barry?
Torture. Rather like a torch, but even more so.
Graham?
Minion, a tiny shallot.
David?
Diagnose, a proboscis which starts on the top right of the face and finishes on the bottom left.
Buoyant, Adamant's son. Descant, an ant with an office job.
Four bears, a really terrible night for Goldilocks.
Distant, an ant who's been slagged off. Equidistant, an ant who's been slagged off by a horse.
Offend, to circumcise.
Hydrant, an ant with three heads. Mutant, an ant who's lost his voice.
Trash, what makes you itch in Yorkshire?
Fielding, to find a bell in the dark.
Okay.
towel. That bird that hoots.
Tyrant, an ant who works for QuickFit.
Forecast, to have cutlery protruding from your posterior.
Gangster, a criminal pasty.
Incessant, an ant who's sleeping with his sister.
Faculty, cockney, for there's no more PG tips.
The team's going to display their acting skills now in the round called Sound Charades. Sound Charades is closely based on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue. The undisputed mime master of Give Us a Clue was, of course, Lionel Blair. Lionel has graced our TV screens for over 40 years, dancing, singing and telling jokes. There are just three ways to keep yourself occupied when he's on. Tim and David, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Call the midwife. Call the midwife.
Okay, all right, so off you go, Tim and David.
It's three words, and it's a television programme.
What's it called?
And it goes like this. As an elderly, eccentric billionaire, it's only right that I should be surrounded by those who mean a lot to me as I near my end. Specifically, all three women I've married.
Of course, sir. And Brittany, your current spouse, is here, of course.
Oh, well, what of Doris, my childhood sweetheart, who I divorced to celebrate making my first million?
Yes, she's here, sir.
And Patricia?
I'm afraid she hasn't turned up.
Telephone her immediately!
Three words, three...
The three wives. Doris was the first one. Who was the last one? Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany Spears.
And Pat was the mid one. Hey. Ah.
So time's up.
Call the midwife.
Correct.
The thing is, Graham does crosswords, and I'm actually doing one at the moment. Right, the final title is being displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is a mystery voice for listeners at home.
Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc.
It's a film, and this one is two words.
Two words.
Oh, God.
Hamish! Ah.
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
Tea? Tea at a time like this?
4 o'clock, why not?
Oh, I mean, when the Glen is living in terror and evil stalks abroad. You know, Baron MacFrankenstein has moved into the old deserted mill, or, as we now must call it, the old inhabited mill.
Well, I haven't seen the Baron himself, but I think I've seen his big lodger.
His big lodger?
Oh, chains 8 foot tall with bolts through his neck and nuts. I know, it surprised me too.
Well, that hideous monstrosity is a creature of the Baron's twisted mind.
Oh.
And it is vital not to annoy the giant, or he will seek a terrible vengeance.
Oh, dearie me.
Oh, Hamish, what have you done?
Well, the creature wasn't looking.
Aye.
I borrowed a bottle of his royal blue writing fluid for my fountain pen.
Then you're doomed. The hideous ogre will tear you to bits.
But why?
Because you stole the...
Goodbye.
Has ink got something in it? Yeah.
And the ink belongs to a monster, really, isn't it?
Or even monsters. Yes. Monsters Inc.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The next round is called Swankers, and this is where the teams boast about some fascinating or impressive aspects of their lives. It's what we call in the trade a quickie. Although Barry was telling us he recently won his first match when he tried cage fighting. To be honest, that budgie didn't put up much of a fight. So in this game, the teams will be guests at a party where they take turns to unashamedly boast about something which each succeeding guest has to outdo. So off you go.
We're not having turkey this Christmas. We're going to have a goose.
Yeah.
A goose.
Yeah, well, we're having a golden eagle. It's delicious. Tastes just like swan.
We actually wanted to make it really special, so we've stuffed a goose in a swan and then stuffed both of them in a golden eagle.
Yes.
And we've persuaded a lion to eat the lot.
Yes, we've hired a boa constrictor to eat the lion. And gas mark 7, it only takes a couple of days.
Yes, we had that last year. We're getting the entire population of the Battersea Dogs Home, and we're going to eat them. But we'll also make a huge donation to the Battersea Dogs
Home. Yes, yeah. We're having a fowl and a duck. Fowl and duck. Could you put that together? And it's called a dowel.
Well, yes, we're having several dowels and dogs' homes to eat on Christmas Eve, and then we're actually going away for Christmas just to get away from it all. So we're going somewhere hot where it also snows.
Yes, very wise. We're economising too. And in fact, this year we're not sending out Christmas cards at all. We're sending out Christmas cars. We know.
I've actually sent out Christmas military hardware to many of my friends because I wish to try and induce a conflict in the other part of the world from the boiling snowy place where I'll be Christmasing. So literally they'll be fighting each other, but I've got several staff on hand to grate an iceberg over me.
But it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I'm told by the postroom that we've received more letters this week than ever before. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear you and yours, I'm concerned about the poles I've got holding my washing line up. I think they might actually be Ukrainians." Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. Well, this week it's the seldom played original Metropolitan Rules version of the game. And there's not too much to worry about, team, saving, of course, the notorious Pimlico proviso. But just to be on the safe side, I will allow use of the sat-nav. So, Tim, will you start, please?
Well, I'll just try and see what that should do.
Continue on the current road.
Oh, all right. So that's Euston Road. So I will go to Fairlop, I think.
Fairlop?
That's what I said.
Yes, but... Oh, boy, that's thrown me a bit.
You are approaching a speed camera.
What shall I do?
Say cheese.
Oh, Fairlop. Fairlop, alliteration, yeah. Farringdon.
Interesting, Farringdon. Just see if I go down here.
In 200 yards, bear left.
Okay, and...
In 200 yards, there is a bear on your left.
better avoid that. But...
There is also a zebra crossing.
Okay, well, I'd better turn around again and, yeah, Mansion House.
Mm. Oh.
Yes.
All right. Well,
very, very good.
Yes, you might think that's clever, but... well, I could do Charing Cross there, but... No, Pimlico Proviso. I think it would need to be... carry on to London Bridge or something like that.
There is no service between Charing Cross and London Bridge due to emergency incompetence.
Well, that solves my problem. Strand.
Strand?
Yeah.
In that case, I think I'll go Old Kent Road.
Not that road.
Why not?
That road goes to Milton Keynes.
Right, then in that case, I'll go to Albemarle Street.
Albemarle Street. Block Pimlico. God, I'm blocked here,
Gordstruth, mate. Notting Hill Gate.
Who gives a toss? Charing Cross.
Okay.
You can do it, you can do it.
Okay, maybe if I,
You have strayed into Milton Keynes.
But no, I think I can...
Take first exit after the 27th roundabout.
Oh, yeah. I might have to...
Look, a field full of concrete cows. No, it's the MK Dunns.
I think I'm all right. Chalk Farm.
Ooh, pushing your luck, I think. Now, what's happening here?
You are approaching a congestion-charged zone. Oh. Take your numbered plates off.
I think I'm onto a winner here.
Yep.
I'll just confirm it, though.
You may be owed £3,500 in missold PPI.
Not the advice I was hoping for, but I'll go to Camden Town.
Camden Town?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, well, I'm going to say Fulham Palace Road.
Recalculating due to traffic information. Just go home.
Oh, all right. Mornington Crescent.
Oh!
This next game is called Just a Minim, and it's a musical version of the long-running wireless favourite Just a Minute. So take it away, Colin. Colin, I said, take it away. Take the piano. Take the piano away. So as the... Don't encourage him. So, as the minute waltz gently fades, please welcome the four enthusiastic, effervescent, exciting, exotic players who are lively, entertaining, quick-witted, comical, so very, very talented and barely audible over the noise of the audience reaching for their sick bags. David, you ought to go first, and the song I'd like you to sing with your usual wit and wisdom without hesitation, deviation, or repetition is He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. The man has the entire planet within his grasp. He's got the entire...
Graham has challenged there. I think I know the nature of your challenge. Is it by any chance unutterably petty?
Well, if we're going to play by the rules of the game, it was repetition of entire.
Repetition of entire, yes, it is true. Mm. Poor David, who is a newcomer to the game that we love to play so much. Not just in this country, but all throughout throughout Europe and the British Empire and indeed the universe. And so over to you, Graham, with 40 seconds to go with He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
The supreme beings holding 100% of Earth within his grasp. He's got the little tiny baby in his hands. He's got a midget infant...
Barry.
I know you're on my team, Graham, but sorry about that.
No, there
was a repeat of Grasp, wasn't there, in there somewhere?
I think He's Got came up a couple of times.
Got was there.
You made a challenge there, Barry, and Tim took it upon himself to lay another challenge upon that, as if it wasn't humiliating enough. But Barry, a seasoned veteran of the game that we love to play so very much, and has been on the show more times over more years than anyone else, and still keeps coming back to see us because he keeps forgetting that we haven't asked him. With only 30 seconds left to go, 31 seconds, in fact. I've just been corrected by a voice in my ear, which is worrying because I haven't got anything in my ear. It is over to you, Barry.
He's got a little tiny baby in his hands. He's carrying an infant with his fingers manually. Holding a booba palm wise. Help, thank you.
Well, David is challenged there. And what was the nature of your challenge, David?
Well, it was such a long hesitation that I thought Barry might be ill.
It was a long hesitation, David, but you were so long in coming in with your challenge that I'm afraid I can't allow it. Hesitating on a hesitation challenge is just not allowed in this game that we love to play so much. David, a novice of the game that we love to play so much, not aware of that minor regulation there that I've had to impose. Now he does know, and I'm sure he won't make the same stupid error again. So it's back to you, Barry, with only 14 seconds left to go of the song that we love to sing so much. He's got the whole world in his hands. Over to you, Barry. Barry, a great veteran of the game that we love to play so much in this game. It's not only going out in Great Britain and the colonies, as I mentioned before, but also the Moon, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Mars, Galaxy, Cadbury's Fruit and Nut, Neptune, Saturn, right round Uranus and Newport Pagnell. Over to you. Over to you, Barry.
He's...
And Barry has challenged himself there.
Yeah, I've got...
Well, you only got 4 seconds to go, Barry, and you can't fill it by just challenging yourself and then making
4 seconds.
4 seconds to go, Barry, in the game that we love to play so much, singing the song that we love to sing so much, which is called He's Got the Whole World in His Hands So Much. With 4 seconds left to go, Barry.
This
Barry, a seasoned
man.
Veteran of the game that we love to play so much. With 4 seconds to go, Barry, I do wish you'd stop playing the piano. With 4 seconds left to go, Barry.
This man is able to bestow.
And David has come in with a challenge just as I was about to blow the whistle on that. David came in with a fraction of a second left. It's sometimes thought as bad form, but David is... David is a novice of the game that we love to play so much. David, what is the nature of your challenge?
Incredibly slow singing.
It was slow singing. That's technically not a challenge. Would you? Which
What's
category
your objection?
Is that?
Well,
it was
it's so slow as to be hesitant.
Are you saying it was hesitation?
He was deviating from the rhythm.
I'll
handle this, Tim. I can allow that. I think it was a fair challenge that that David has come in with, and because the audience enjoyed your challenge so much as well, I'm going to give you a bonus point and a fluffy toy and a book token and chairmanship of the Co-op Bank. So back to David with a 14th of a second left to go of the song that we love to sing so much in the game that we love to play so much.
He's got...
And David... it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round that should be of interest to churchgoers. Samantha has to leave now, as she's off to meet an elderly gentleman friend who's been a lifelong churchgoer and has asked Samantha to help plan his funeral arrangements. She says he wants to be cremated and has asked her to scatter his ashes at his church. Samantha says his last wish is to be tossed off the top of the steeple. So while she's away doing that, I'll ask the teams to suggest the titles of movies that would be sure to delight an audience of churchgoers. Can you start us, Graham?
The Vicar Man.
Barry.
Winnie the Pooh.
Tim.
I Know What You Did Last Supper.
David.
Dude, Where's My Cardinal?
The Nuns of Navarone.
Chaplin.
Confessions of a Stained Glass Window Cleaner.
Alter President's Men.
Predator versus Episcopalian.
Waiting for God. Oh.
Anointment with Death.
Gunfight at the Bach Chorale.
One Jehovah the Cuckoo's Nest.
Break Me the Bread of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. And in fact, the end of this, the 60th series. And looking back over 42 years, we should take a moment to remember all the awards the teams have won. Cycling proficiency, knot tying, and highest up the wall. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Milton Keynes, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and David Mitchell were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.